Yay.
Yay. Oh,
squeak.
That was a... I just saw his hand go up, and I was just like, what are we doing?
You thought it was a 5-4-3, didn't you?
Yeah. It was like, I was waiting for a countdown.
Nope. I'm more efficient than that. Go.
Welcome.
Welcome to Lost Aspect, episode 8. Not 7. Not 6. Definitely not 4.
Yeah. You guys missed a good, like, solid 2 minutes of us trying to figure out exactly what episode we were on, including us going to our own Facebook and webpage to find out.
Fun fact, Andy knows all.
I'm a horrible producer. Of course, I did let that go on, though.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. So, we'll go around the table. There's only 3 of us today. So, I'm Casey.
What do you do, Casey?
I play Legion.
Is that what you do?
I do. I put Legion together on Friday.
She was building it. Aaron offered, if you want things pinned, he'll help you.
I might steal him.
Yeah. He's like, oh no, Casey was gluing her models together. And I'm like, oh my goodness.
Well, just the Typhon, because he really doesn't need pinning, because he's pretty solid.
We pin everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
I don't pin everything.
Everything needs to be.
I just, no.
How many of my models that you bought for me have fallen apart?
None.
On the flip side, I have almost minimal models pinned, and they all hold together pretty well, except for my angels. They just break. You look at them and they break. Well, yeah. Brian can pin them for me, too. Yeah. My Lucantis pinned, by the way. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I've assembled that bits project.
Yeah. Here are some toothpicks. There is your model.
My picture that I had of that when I was at... I had a picture of him, and it was just all him in pieces. Like, oh, look, my bits order should have arrived.
Yep.
I just don't really enjoy pinning, so...
Aaron will pin... I can't remember what model it is, but basically it was a hand. You had to pin to her arm.
Mm-hmm.
He pinned that. Like, he'll do crazy small stuff.
So. Okay. It's useful. Or, even, I mean, like, on the flip side, you could just score it and be just really conscious of how much glue you use. But
yeah.
Then you just have to be conscious of how much glue you use. And no one can do that.
Yeah. So. But, yeah. I put stuff together on Friday.
Casey. She puts stuff together on Fridays. I'm Amanda. Signar. But I played Convergence a bit. And I need to brush up on my Convergence for when we do our faction reviews, so I might actually pull them out more often.
Cool. And I'm Danielle. I play Winions.
Winions.
2016. Yep. That's what when me and Dax were talking about, we did the team event, it was hashtag Winions for when we were talking about that. So
nice. Very nice.
So
well, we should do announcements. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else is coming up. I know on December 10th is the Who's the Boss at Misty.
Yep.
That's always a lot of fun, especially with Mark 3 now. Let's
see. Are you guys going to that?
I have to work.
Oh, no.
December 10th is it's probably a Saturday, right?
Yeah.
I imagine we'll probably go. And if I don't go, Brian will.
It's for the kids.
Yes. It is for the kids.
For the children.
But that doesn't mean I can't give Brian extra for me.
So for those that don't know or haven't like seen it posted on Facebook, it is Who's the Boss? So he has a giant wheel that you spin to see what caster you get for your army, for your list. And, I mean, you could get your own faction, you could get Kato or whatever. And you can either buy toys as your in ticket, or you can pay for your in ticket, and all the toys get donated to Toys for Tots. The more toys you buy, the more tickets you get for prizes as well. So,
and I think you can like re-roll stuff too.
Yeah, you can buy like respins. There's emergency respins for like if you're about to die, you can maybe respin someone who has more health boxes. And or things less. Like that. Or there's also one, I believe, where you switch, I don't remember if it's entire armies or casters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always kind of crazy. So it's just more of a fun time instead of a plain tournament. So I highly recommend you go, because I can't.
Wormwood 4 Convergence is the new hotness.
Huh. Well, sure.
Any other tournaments?
Yes. So next, the 19th, is the Renegade Open in Minnesota at the Fantasy Flight.
Next weekend.
Center? Yep. Yeah, I'm not going to that.
Brian is questioning. I have friends who live near the Twin Cities, and I was thinking about just going up there. Mm-hmm. But it's like a 3-hour drive.
It's closer to 4.
Yeah. And well, I was, the point was like, well, do I want to make the trip basically to War Machine Weekend again, or no? Because it's like almost the same drive for us.
Yeah.
It's like we have the dogs and have to go back. And I was like, eh, I don't really want to do that. So there's that. And I don't know how many open spots are for that, because I know that they were talking about maybe like 10 spots, or I don't know. It seemed like there was limited availability.
Mm-hmm.
Then Adepticon, I wanted to bring that up because it's March 23rd and 26th, and they just announced the sign up for the different events. And there's one that's new that I wanted to bring up. It's called the Hungerford Games.
Ooh.
And what you do is you bring an army, 75-point army that's primed, and you, the Thursday, first day, you have 10 hours to paint that army. And then after that, it's a Friday's the 8-person tournament. So my suggestion was that Hungerford should dress up like the guy from the Hunger Games.
Oh,
like,
my with God, the with hair. The purple hair. Yes. That would be amazing.
So that's my suggestion.
That'd be amazing.
8 hours to paint. Jesus
ten,
Christ.
Ten hours to paint.
Takes me like 3 hours to paint a unit of
that. I know. What am I doing? Are they providing me with the paint and brushes? Or am I just like, because we're like, okay, we can travel with our airbrush and our compressor.
And at least get a base coat down and then throw some, two other colors on each one.
Yeah. What do they mean by primed? Can I do like my Zenital highlights?
I don't know.
Like, is this just really like gray coat for
days? I think
days?
It's probably just like black. Man.
Yeah. Black or white. Yeah.
Excuse you. I use gray. It's good mid-ground.
Well, I don't know. You might be able to get away with that. I don't know.
So it sounds like this. It said it was the first annual Hungerford Games. So
yeah.
It sounds like it's going
to
be a new event.
That's pretty awesome. I might just have to watch it.
Yeah. I mean, I could probably, if I'm going to play Signar, I can just leave 75 points unpainted.
Well, that's the other thing, too, is like, I'm going to have my gators painted. Like,
yeah, a lot of my stuff's faction. Already painted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a bummer. But it sounds like it's really cool.
That could be fun.
And then the other thing was this is a long ways off, but I learned at War Machine Weekend was the Southern Ontario Open is May 5th through 7th, and I'm, like, half tempted to make the drive. It's, like, a 9-hour drive.
Hmm.
And I kind of want to go because when we were doing Thunderdome, the PG there was really awesome.
Do you have a passport?
I was just going to say, don't you need a passport?
Probably.
You do need a passport to get into Canada now.
Well, I'll get one.
Yes, and you might want to do it before January. Yeah.
Just to be safe.
Yep.
But it was funny because it's like, I'm trying to think of like, how can I get there faster? And there's a ferry in between the lake that shaves off an hour.
Nice. So. Hang on. I was going to point out, because we had been asked about the Food Machine event commentating. So
that
I wanted
to. This weekend.
It was this weekend. Yeah. So it's already passed.
Yeah.
Well, if you went, good job. If you didn't go, you missed it.
Speaking of that, did you guys see that Privateer Press painted circle army with the bird, the big bird, and Una Tuna 2? They gave that away as a prize.
Okay.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, I bet.
So I just kind of followed that and saw that. Kind of jelly, because it's like, I'd take all those birds.
But, yeah.
So that's all the events that I know of around the area, kind of, or heard of.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I'm looking forward to that. Adepticon thing, no.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not hard to, like, I mean, I guess you have all your models painted.
A lot of them, yeah. Unless I stripped them all.
You just bought new stuff.
Yeah, I just...
How are you getting over the American Canadian law?
I have to stealth through.
We'll have to dig under.
Just get a giant. That's what we'll do. Jon Snow. He can help us out.
Oh, gosh. But I'm really hoping Adepticon this year has the more different stuff for Iron Gauntlet, because last year it was just a lot of stuff I didn't care about.
That's the problem with Iron Gauntlet, is there's very often, unless you've played like a ton of games. Yeah. You're getting like tokens that you probably already have.
Yeah. The token, they changed the tokens.
Yeah.
They're the, instead of the black skull ones. Logo, well, they're mm-hmm. black, but they're gold, and they have the half logo of the Horde and the yeah. War Machine symbol.
Okay. That's cool.
So, like, next year when I go to War Machine Weekend, I'm like, I'm getting all those freaking yeah. tokens.
Well, if they'll have them at Adepticon.
Yeah, they yeah. should.
So, which yep. is a little bit sooner.
Like, our first 2 years when we went, we just fucking killed Iron Gauntlet. That's like all we did the yeah. entire weekend so we could get prints.
Iron Arena,
that's well, it.
Well, if you go on events, that counts too.
Yeah, yep. events count, but they take yeah. a lot of time.
Yeah. Because I racked up 34 points and I was able to get what I wanted, so yeah. it was kind of nice.
But there was really not a lot of stuff that we were interested in this past year. Trolls, and it's like, who wants trolls and yeah. Kador? Who wants troll
Kador players?
I know, but like, they just
I can think of several people who want trolls or Kador stuff.
It just wasn't a good mix,
yeah.
I should say
they could have been at the point where they were cleaning stuff out,
they were probably cleaning stuff out, yeah.
I learned today, so we're on the topic of privateer press items that people have and can get in special fashions. My dice that I'm still very upset about. I learned that when PP streams events and they show like the people and their dice trays, they're showcasing Wormwood dice trays, which are whatever. But mm-hmm. if they were showcasing your die rolls, they would give you a sleeve of those dice.
Oh, really?
And I'm just like, God damn it. There's going to be like, there's going to come a day where every single person owns the Privateer Press black and red casino dice.
Mm-hmm.
Every single person.
I won't.
Except for you.
I'm stuck with my Minions dice. I really like them.
Those are super cute, though.
And no one can tell the difference between the 5 and the 2. And that's why I'm like, see, I have to do that every time. This is what I rolled.
But I had purchased purple casino dice. Because I like the color. And I was like, whatever, Brian has a set, but that's okay because I'll just get a different D6 for the off-color one. He has mm-hmm. a black one. And I was like, I can probably find something different. And then I find out John bought purple casino dice. And I'm just like, it never ends. I can never, never have different dice.
Well, to be fair, his PP dice are shit.
I saw Brian and Ethan roll off today. They're prepping for the ACC, which we should talk about. Mm-hmm. So one of the local teams has been practicing all weekend already mm-hmm. for the ATC. They took the black PP dice and rolled yeah. off, and it was 1-1-1, and then Ethan finally rolled a 4. So
yeah,
those are some loaded dice there, and oh, not yeah. loaded well.
Did Brian tell you about his roll where he rolled 4 6s on me Friday
on those same dice?
I think it was.
Jesus.
Wow.
I was just like, holy shit. He took a picture of it, too. Like, I don't think I've ever seen someone roll like that before, but I'm pretty sure it was
yesterday. On the topic of dice, and we can maybe circle back into this.
Oh, yeah.
Casey went to Game Hole Con, and there was a dice vendor there, and there were some beautiful, beautiful D6s.
We'll take a picture and put them on our Facebook.
But very specifically, there were sets that had little images of Clinton that said, What is
Notorious HRC.
Yes. And then there was the Trump die that was Trump with some horns on the front of a upside down, like, 5-pointed star. Mm-hmm. It's like the satanic star. I don't know. I don't think it is, but whatever. So we got some of those, and they're beautiful. But I was playing with them yesterday, and I kept rolling them. And I was getting a lot of 6s off of those. So I might have to get a set.
Well, it was only the one run that he did, so.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Those are good. I'm sure they sold well.
We bought, like, 30 of them. So, yeah.
They sold well to you guys. So yeah. Well, but you bought them for people.
We bought them for everybody. Yeah. Like, Johnny got 10 dice, and then Jackie ordered 5 and 5, so she got 10. And mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just had the 2. So I was going to throw them with all of my collectible dice. Because I have collectible dice. So that's a problem. It's gross. So yeah. Do you want to talk about the ACC first? Since it kind of falls into events announcements.
Sure. It's next year.
Which is not too far away. I didn't write that one
down.
We can probably pull it up, but if I remember correctly, sign up is early February. List submission is a couple weeks thereafter, and then it's in March.
I think it's right.
Yeah.
So that sort of time frame. You still have time if you want to think about it. Plenty of time.
I got my list down.
I don't. I think
I'm ready.
Already?
Yeah. I'm probably going to steal a list off the internet for, like, Abby and
As long as
Lily.
The errata doesn't change.
I'm not. I'm
this whole errata's right before the major tournament is ridiculous. Like, they had Mark III just before MomCon, and then...
it was also right before WTC.
Yeah, and right before WTC.
And WTC.
Yeah. And WTC. And now before ATC, we're going to have the errata. And it's just getting really annoying.
It is frustrating. Yeah. Because I'm sitting here, though. I don't think the errata is going to do too much. At least not for me.
I don't know. It depends on if they really stick hardcore to the Scorn like they said they were going to.
There's a good chance that we'll see a big overhaul of Scorn.
Yeah.
And then, like, a couple of models getting fuddled with. But I think I'm going to sit there. If I'm playing Convergence, I'm going to see no changes.
Yeah.
Because that's my life. And if I'm playing Signar, what are they going to do? Nerf Sloan again? Like, what else?
Yeah. No, I think I got my list hammered out. I really like where they're at right now. So I guess whatever pending happens to Brigands, I think something's going to happen to Brigands. That's my worry.
Yes, it is going to happen every 6 months, so we may as well get used to it.
I don't want to get used to it.
Yeah, don't keep me on my toes. I don't like change.
It's confusing. Well, that, too, and sorry, I'll play that for a warm weekend. Never mind.
Okay, we'll save that. Casey, do you want to talk about Gamehole Con?
Of course. So I got to go to Gamehole Con while these lovely ladies went to War Machine Weekend. Because we had to choose, and it's like, I don't want to drive that, so went to Gamehole. We did not go on Friday, but we did go on Saturday for the majority of the day, and there was a crap ton of people, and not in the War Machine section, really, because everyone was at War Machine Weekend, but because it's mostly a board game convention, there was a lot of Dungeons & Dragons. They, like, had a giant room for that. And then they had, like, upstairs, they had tables for open gaming and I think demos. And then also downstairs, they had tables for demos. And then they had the room where you get to rent a board game and play it in that room. Mm. The vendor hall was huge.
Would you consider it, like, Gen Con light? Like, that same sort of mindset?
Yeah. Gen Con, very light. very light. but the vendor hall was pretty awesome. It was a lot bigger than the very first Gamehole Con. Not the first Gamehole Con. I guess it was the second Gamehole Con that I made it to. And the vendor hall has probably tripled since then in 2 years. And a little bit of everything. There was three or four vendors that did a lot of board games and stuff like that and dice. And then there were some, there was one really cool one, 66, that does the tables.
Oh, yeah. Those are nice tables.
Those were cool.
Yeah. Expensive.
Yes.
Yeah. But really cool.
Yes. Very cool. I got a wine glass, an etched wine glass. So it was pretty cool. $10.
Etched into it.
I got a dragon.
Okay.
I had a dragon on it, and I've been abusing it now. I'm a wino now. There's a few artists. One of them is actually from St. Louis. Is it St. Louis? Or Seattle? I don't remember where she said she was from. But she says she's at Gen Con every year, too. And it's like, I missed you, but that's because everyone is there.
Yeah.
So I was very glad that she was at such a smaller convention where you could actually look at her stuff and not be worrying about, am I in the way, sort of deal. So that was really nice. They had a free play small arcade area that was promoted by the arcade in Madison here. I'm forgetting the
name
right now. Geeks Mania. Yes. I need to go there.
They just recently increased their prices, I heard.
Fuck.
So it's like $15 to get in now. versus 10.
And then you still have to pay for all the games too, right?
I don't remember. I just remember my friend not being too happy about it because she was like, before it was like I could get in and maybe bring my nieces, and now it's like a lot of money for in the consideration with increases. So I don't know. I'd check it out.
I'd probably check it out at least once.
I hear it's fun.
Yeah.
I'm not really into those kind of things though.
Could be
a good time, dude. Group fun things.
I am one of those people that we went to the Kalahari one year with my family, and they had one of those DDR machines. I spent probably $30 on that.
We don't have to pay for DDR. We have dance pads at our place.
I know you do now, but this was like 8 years yeah. ago when I didn't know you. Yeah. So that was cool. Let's see. They had swords. By the way, you can see like almost every vendor on our last Lost Aspect album that I did with Bullet the Bullet.
He's adorable.
He's much better than Owlbear. Derpy Owlbear.
They're both so cute, though.
They are both cute, but Derpy is just fucking Derpy. Yeah.
I like the Bullet's mouth. He's just like, hi.
Rawr. It's that face.
I love him.
The
He's
one
adorable.
With the sideways mouth that's like the triangle.
So if you haven't checked out the album, it's a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun doing it. I just like went around the entire convention looking for photo ops. And they had a true dungeon as well. We did not do it because it was like full, like everyone was doing it.
That's not a surprise.
But they did let me go into like the entrance area where you wait to get briefed and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they had a fake lava pool, so I put him on the fake lava pool.
I thought that was adorable.
He was having fun. So yeah, it was a lot of fun. We had about 8 people or so at actual War Machine tournament, which wasn't bad considering.
Was that
yeah
Saturday? That was on Saturday. Yeah. And then he had a decent group show up for the Fortress thing on Sunday. We didn't go on Sunday. But yeah, good times. My feet hurt because I walked around so much.
That's pretty common for cons.
Yeah.
Just keep on your feet.
And you do.
Just spend money and spend more money.
Mm-hmm. We did
walk more.
We did fairly well at spending money, at not spending money.
You did fairly well at spending money. I do that every day of my life. I'm really good at that.
But, yeah, good times. John stayed with the War Machine group the entire friggin' time. It's just like, how? How can you do that?
He's a hoarder.
I know. He came to the vendor hall a couple times, but
well, that was us last year at Game Hole Con because it's like I don't really like the other stuff. So for me, it was like that's where I was because and the other stuff was just like if it wasn't for War Machine, I wouldn't go. I hate to say that, but
that's fair.
It's not my forte.
Neither is Phonetic.
Damn it, Aaron.
So you guys want to talk about War Machine Weekend?
Jesus Christ.
What a weekend. It was great.
Yeah.
I was recollecting this week. Like, I was thinking, like, okay, Thursday, I would have been driving down, and I'm at work now. And I was just, like, reliving War Machine Weekend and wishing that I was back down there.
It was... I think I didn't have as... Okay, flip-flop. I had more fun this year with... Like, this doesn't sound really bad, Casey. I had more fun with the people that we went with because of the stupid stuff we did.
Yeah.
But I had less fun at the event.
Yeah.
But I played in less and different events. The drive down with Brian was a pain in the ass, just like driving 6 hours always is.
Yep.
We stopped in Janesville, and the Taco Bell had beef.
Oh, that's good. The curse is over.
Yes, the Taco Bell had beef. For anyone who hasn't heard the story yet, Brian and I... over the course of a month, had gone to 2 different Taco Bells, like, different times of day. It was, like, 1 Taco Bell we went for, like, lunch, and, like, 3 weeks later, a totally different Taco Bell at, like, 11 o'clock at night. Both times, they were out of beef. Like, just like, yeah, sorry, we don't have our staple food products. So congrats. So we went and they had beef this time. And it was great. I was able to get my cheesy potato burrito that I didn't eat because I had a quesadilla, and I got the two, and I was just like, oh, I'm so hungry, I want all of this food. And then I didn't eat all of it because that's what I do. Then we drove forever and forever and forever, and we finally got there. And Friday night, what, Thursday night?
It was Thursday night.
So you guys saw the puffy paint videos.
I was already gone.
Yeah.
I was gone before I left the hotel room.
So great, great fun stories. Outside of the puffy painting, which was just a blast because you had Yumi, Celeste, Dex, and George, who is now Jorge, and Aaron. which George now being called Jorge is a story we'll get into that's comparable to the one that's coming up.
I don't remember how it came up, but well, I'm sure you remember.
No, I do. I remember. I was drunk a lot of the weekend, but I wasn't drunk enough. So Celeste and I were staying in a room together. It was Celeste, myself, and Brian and Brian. And then Brian's father, Randy, was in the other room. He had the whole king bed to himself.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't realize he was alone. Yeah. Oh, man, you guys were like sardines in that room.
But the room was huge, yeah, though. It was nice. The room was massive, by the way. The room that we stayed in last year.
I'm jealous.
Like,
already.
Add another 20 feet onto that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. We fit a cot in the room also, and there was walking room.
Wow.
So, yep, this is the story. So, we're trying to get Danielle to come downstairs so we can puffy paint. And we were getting our stuff together. We were going to puffy paint our shirts. And then while they were drying, we were going to go to the liquor store. So we're sitting at this table, and we message our group chat. And we're just like, Danielle, are you coming? And she sends a message, and it says, I'm memento. Like, I apostrophe M, memento. Which we assume she meant un memento, which is obviously what she meant. And I respond with, are you that drunk already? To which she just responds, I'm. And so she went to correct the word that she messed up. But she
I have tears because I'm remembering it.
It was good. Oh, it was so really bad. Good. But
shit.
George is now Jorge for the same reason. Yeah. Because she told us something about George would be coming with us, and she spelled it Jorge. Yeah. So I'm not sure how that one happened.
I don't know.
But you just have to call him Jorge from now on. We finished puffy painting. Oh. We went to the liquor store, and I think you didn't go to bed.
Yeah, I think I went to bed.
So it was myself and Celeste and Jorge now trying to find this liquor store near the hotel, which Celeste GPS'd it twice, and it took us to the middle of fucking nowhere.
Wasn't it like an abandoned semi lot or something?
It was like, we couldn't have been more than like a mile away from the hotel, but there's all of this industrial stuff, and it's just like, follow this road, follow that road, and then we end up and it's just like dark and shady, and we're just like, the liquor store is not here. There is no liquor store here. So I think we finally, I don't know if it was my phone or her phone, we finally got like the third try. We were just like, okay, let's find just whatever liquor store it is, we're gonna Google it, we're gonna go there. So one of the roads is called, there's Fifi Road, yeah, which is hilarious in itself. That there's this road that, it's S-C-H-U-E-T-Z. And apparently GPS thinks it's pronounced shits. And so her phone just kept going, turn left on Shits Road, continue down Shits Road. And we're just like, this can't be real. Like, we're ending up in the middle of nowhere, and we have to take Shits Road. Like, I'm not drunk yet. What is happening? So we did find a liquor store, but it took us through, some shady apartment complexes. And it took us through the shady apartment complexes. And when it told us we had arrived, we were... We're ultimately behind the liquor store, in the parking lot of the shady apartment complex, and we were just like, "Do we buy it out of some guy's like trunk?" Or so we booked around, and it was just this, like, it was this tiny liquor store that was just like, "Here's a couple of bottles of liquor." Like, there was a lot. I'm exaggerating, but we have liquor stores that are massive here, so it looks really tiny to me. But like all of the front stuff was like drug paraphernalia, like like you can smoke your cigarette tobacco out of this, but not, that's not what it's for, like empty pill capsules. Like, it was a shady place.
I didn't know about that either.
It was interesting. I Snapchatted people and I was like, "This is where I am in case I die." I think that might happen tonight. This place was
at least Jorge was there.
Yes. And that's why I said, like, you said he's so kind, and I'm like, yeah, he is. But he looks like he can beat the shit out of someone, so I'm fine with that. So I like to have Brian with me places.
Yeah.
Except he's a cripple now.
I'll beat him with a cane.
Yep. Oh man.
So that was Thursday.
That was only Thursday.
And then Friday, we got up early for the Last Chance qualifier, and it was the first time I've ever been to War Machine Weekend, and it was crazy, because we just went down there, we got there just in time, and I was unpacking my stuff, and I'm like, I don't think there's any girls in the Last Chance qualifier.
Did Zosha not play?
I don't know if Zosha plays ever.
Well, she's like the rest of us now.
She just snaps everything that Jake does.
But it was fun. I did one event and then I'm like, I'm gonna drop because I want to go shopping. So I played with my opponent. I can't remember his name. I think it was Ryan. God, I don't think that's right. I can't remember. He was really nice. He's from Texas, and I'm gonna see him at ATC. So
cool.
I'll see him later. But and then we went shopping. But Celeste's shopping adventure happened earlier.
Oh, yeah. I think she, and she might still be in the chat, so she can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think she was up at like 3 or 4 in the morning to get in line, to fall asleep in line so she could wake up. But, yeah. And then she took a video of what the line was like.
It was long.
Two videos, I think, is what she was required to take.
And it spiraled, like, down the stairs. And
I don't even think, okay. I will say that the line was long, the line was ridiculous. It wasn't the line at Lock and Load, though.
Yeah.
Like, that line was fucking stupid.
Yeah.
But it was long, and I don't understand, because you've done it too before.
That's because someone was snoring.
Yeah, I know, that was
at 2 in the morning. And it's like, I'm going downstairs.
If it makes me feel any better. Celeste snored too, so it was just, like, peachy for the two of us.
I was just glad, like, because the line last year was only like 5 people before I got there, and that just perfectly lined up with like the little
chair,
quarter size, half circle
the
chair.
Weird chair,
and I could sleep on that and still have my spot.
I just don't, like, in general, and outside of a situation like that, like, you've got to be very dedicated to do that.
I probably would have ended up being up at 4 o'clock anyway to do that, because John wanted stuff and I wanted my Blightbringer.
Yeah. I understand. I guess there's never been anything, but you guys probably went to the shop a little after we did.
Yeah, you guys were ahead of us in line. And we got all everything that we wanted, so.
Yeah. I don't think there was. So there was, Broken Egg was there.
Muse.
Well, Muse was there. I'm just trying to go down the line. So it was Broken Egg. There was,
I can't remember their name.
So they did trays. So like the wood, laser cut wood trays.
It wasn't Mechanica. It was the other one.
It was
a different one.
Yeah, there was another one. So it was another laser cut wood people vendor. They were pretty cool guys. They had these like drawers in their trays, and you could put the drawers in, like, they had them the right size for the normal War Machine bag, and then like the tournament size bag, so they went on like the bottom and you can put stuff in there. It's a super interesting idea. I unfortunately no longer have a bag that tiny, so unless they want to give me a drawer that's like the 720 size, which I don't think I would need anyway. Yeah, Victor sets one out really early. Brian got the second to last one. But we went to the shop at like 10, 11.
Yeah, it was.
It was late.
Late. Like lunchtime, getting to be around lunchtime.
Yeah, so it was Broken Egg, those guys, one of the local vendors.
Yeah.
I think it was just like a local store. It was store. A
St. Louis store that mm-hmm. had, thankfully, had War Machine models.
Because I was going to say they had War Machine models and probably Magic and stuff like that. I remember them there last year.
Yeah, they had some dice. They had some Battle Foam bags. I thought it was Battle Foam for a minute. It was really like. Confused by that and then I realized that it wasn't Battle Foam and I was like, okay, I don't have to talk shit about them. Which talk shit about Battle Foam, really great product, really terrible customer service. And then it was the mechanic guy who like definitely gets a shout out because he offered to do some stuff for us specifically.
Because eventually we're going to do giveaways to get more likes.
We'll be doing some prize giveaways.
Yep. Yes, you heard it here first.
Yeah. So,
coming soon.
Yeah.
When we figure this shit out. Yeah.
Eventually. And then it was the Tectonic Studios.
Yeah.
So it was them. They had a lot of really cool stuff. They had some new bases, but none of them were like that interesting. They've been doing a lot with their terrain, though. Like, they had some really cool stuff.
It was kind of like... It was, so not the, you know, the flimsy terrain, but it was, like, cut out terrain that was etched, too, and it looked kind of cool. So you could still have flat terrain that's maybe, like, a couple centimeters thick, but neat.
Yeah, they've been doing some more and more interesting stuff. And then it was Muse.
Yep.
And then it was Privateer Press.
Yep.
And when we got there, so they had, like, this wall of t-shirts. When I thought that was the funniest thing. Because it was just, like, their t-shirts were $5. I'm pretty sure they're clearing them out. They had mugs after that for $10, which I'm also pretty sure they're just trying to get rid of. And then they had their Hordes casters and then their pins, which I got. I got the little Nemo pin.
All the pins.
They had some really good pins. Oh, man.
Yeah. I didn't even buy many. Aaron bought more than I did.
Celeste surveyed me in the elevator about my new podcast. Oh, yeah.
We should probably finish reading that.
Yeah, I'll read it out loud. Celeste surveyed me in the elevator about what a new podcast could do to get more likes, and I told her of everyone at War Machine Weekend, she managed to pick one of the people that already listens. Good job. Cool. Congrats. Thank you for being one of our listeners. I think, you surveyed a couple people too, right?
It was funny because there was somebody in the elevator, and I'm like, oh, your shirt's really cool. It's the mantis shrimp from the oatmeal. Mm-hmm. And then he was on the same floor going down, and then he's like, I know you. He's like, your voice sounds really familiar. And then I started talking to him about a suspect because he watched us, and that was Brett. I wrote down his name because I didn't want to forget.
Brett was a super cool guy.
Yeah. And so I talked to him about some things that we could do, too. Mm-hmm. So. And that was kind of getting people to paint models, which I think is a good idea, too.
I think that's a super... Did we tell you about that? So one of the possible prize support... So as we've discussed, like, several times, our goal is to get more Facebook likes. And I'm using air quotes right now. But essentially just, like, broadcast more to have a wider audience. Obviously, we're planning on doing stuff like becoming better War Machine players so we can talk about War Machine more. But obviously... I don't want Andy to listen to me to say this, you know? But when you're part of the under the Crippled System umbrella, you have like the certain people who are listening to the War Machine. Can't even talk right now. Like adjacent. So I think most of the people who watch and listen to us are people who did or do watch and listen to Crippled System, but it's still like a smaller facet of that. So we're just kind of hoping to reach for a wider audience, and in part that was to do giveaways. And one of our prizes that Brett had recommended was, since my Brian and Andy are both very good painters, is you can have a model or several models painted by them,
like a solo, he suggested. Because that's something that, like, you know, somebody can mail in a model that they want painted, and then they can get a really nice painted model.
Because Brian's really fucking good.
I think that's why I'm so lazy about painting. Because I'm not a bad painter, but I'm just not Brian.
Yeah. But and every time I look at Brian's stuff, it's just like... And I look at my stuff, and it's like, fuck.
Brian has that sometimes, though. Especially when we used to play 40K together, and there would be, like, models that are just, like, way the fuck up here. Mm-hmm. And my arm is really high for people who aren't watching. But, like, they would be to a really high caliber. Yeah. And Brian is a good painter, but he's not quite that caliber. So I think, like, you feel that way, but don't feel bad because Brian totally feels that way. And there's some asshole somewhere in the world who's just, like, the pinnacle of painting and it's just like, ah, yes, I am the best. And it's not me.
Fredox said getting pins in the UK can be fun, which that's actually not a bad idea because it's, I think SmogCon's coming up and usually they have a pin for that. Mm-hmm. And I know that your Brian said, like, you know, people want pins, they probably have them. Mm-hmm. But there are some pins that are sought after. Like, I fucking forgot to order the SmogCon. It was Wrong Eye and Snapjaw, but mm-hmm. Wrong Eye had, like, a British hat on. Aww. Yeah. So, I still need that pin, Brian.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have it. I don't want to spend $35 for it.
Also.
Hint, hint.
Also.
I'd like to send that to Danielle. I think she'd really appreciate it.
For those over in that region, John is still in search of a purple Xerxes. Hint, hint, wink, wink, I will pay you.
Isn't that the Australia Open? That's what somebody told me.
I don't remember. I know it's not US. That's all I know.
Because there was a PG, his name was AK, and he was wearing it. And I'm like, oh, that's so cool. I've never seen it. And my eyes were all glittery.
Well, some PGs are really cool where they'll actually trade you.
Yeah.
I think if they're working for PP, they're supposed to.
Yeah. And it's just like, none of my pins are worthy.
Yeah, that's not true. I have some pretty good pins. Not really.
Yeah.
I've got some pretty generic.
I have a whole fucking shoebox of pins.
I do have the Haley the Haley anniversary pin.
Yeah.
The pin up?
That's
gorgeous.
I'm always afraid of putting that one in my bag because I'm just like, that pin is a great pin.
That's why we removed our pins from when we went, because it's like, I trust people. It's not that I don't trust people, but like in Madison, like I know who everyone is.
Yeah.
But I didn't know who anyone is down there. So, but there's another story with that too. I missed that pin for Erin. I know it was in the store when I was ordering stuff for Christmas last year, and then it went out of the store. And I bought him the pin up. The poster.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that one's not getting let down either.
No, so Brian bought it for me at Gen Con 2015 when we had gone, because it is just a really good pin. I wasn't even playing Signar then.
Yeah.
No, that's not true. I was thinking about playing Signar then, so never mind. Mm-hmm. But I still think the best pin of the con was the Nemo pin. Like, have you seen it yet?
I don't know.
I like his crazy eyes.
That's exactly it. So it's a Chibi Nemo pin.
Yeah.
And he's just adorable. Like, he's got, like, his glasses and his eyes are all swirly. Mm. And he just looks like this little crazy old man. And it's so cute.
And his hair is all.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
I know Johnny ordered me a Chibi, whatever the Legion thing was. I want to say it was like
Scythian. Yeah, that was pretty cute.
Yeah.
All the Warbies. No Minion Warbies, but the Warbies were pretty cute.
Well, welcome to the world of that, because there definitely wasn't any Convergence stuff there. Oh, wait. There was a mug.
No, there was the logo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I already have that
there
one,
There you
though.
Go. Yeah, or... what Aaron's talking about is when, I can't remember what model came out, but in the UK, when it came off with the pin for the Orgoth seal. So it was only in the UK, so that's it's a cool pin too, but that's pretty limited as well.
You know what would be really nice if they would limit? Fucking dice. Still upset about this. Everyone's gonna have this fucking dice.
I do, but I don't, because I'm not going to roll those shitty dice.
I thought that was only supposed to be for Lock and Load.
Brian and I talked about it, and it sounded like they weren't sure if they were going to produce more after Lock and Load. Mm-hmm. And he was like, but I don't understand why, because they sold out of Lock and Load. And I was like, no fucking way. I waited in line for 4 hours before I was able to pick up things in the store. They didn't sell out of those dice right away.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot left when I got into the store.
I'm wondering if they just left limited stuff out there and then just kept refilling it, probably.
Yeah.
So.
There's a good chance. But yeah, so that was just the store. I don't even remember what we did Friday.
We went to the barbecue place. I can't remember the name
of it. Oh, Sugar Fire.
Yeah, that was really, God, that was great. It was really good.
Just keep shoving it in my face, guys.
The pop was it wasn't normal pop.
It's cane sugar, right?
Yeah, it was so sweet. I'm like, I couldn't even drink, like, there was a cup, like, a small cup. I couldn't even drink half of it. I'm like, this is just too much.
It's, what did you get? Because I got the orange soda.
It was the orange soda. Okay. Yeah.
It is really intense.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, we like orange soda, but, so we did that, and then I don't remember what happened after that.
I think I took a nap. I was so, I ate so much food, though. I was just, like, gone.
I remember Celeste wasn't feeling good.
Yeah.
And then I think we went down and started playing in the Iron Arena, I want to say.
Yep.
I think that's what we did Friday night.
Yeah. So we played a game.
Yep.
And then Celeste and I played a game. So while we played a game, though, Celeste got spicy eye. You're just sitting over there like, I have no idea what that is.
I don't even remember what was she eating.
She was eating ravioli. Oh, yeah. So it was late, and I don't think Celeste had supper. We ordered pizza. That's just what we had. We ordered pizza from Papa John's. And I think Celeste must have slept through dinner or something. But it was late, and we were drinking, and we were playing games in Iron Arena. And Celeste is like, I'm just going to get myself some food because I'm hungry. So she got some ravioli. And she was sitting by us eating it as Danielle and I were playing our game. And she rubs her eye. And I don't even know how it started. But she was just in so much pain.
Both her eyes, I think, were watery.
Oh, God.
She was, like, crying. Like, it was so bad.
It was so bad as we sit here laughing.
You guys are bad friends.
She was just like, I've got spikes. Yeah. And that just led into, I was telling a story about how one time I was eating something with like crushed red pepper on it, and I had like the crushed red pepper get caught in between two of my molars. And Danielle, I was eating something with crushed red pepper, and she was like, oh my God, crushed red pepper. And it's just like, Celeste and I are both like, what was that? I don't think you were drinking that night, were you? Or were you?
I don't remember.
You must have if you don't remember.
It was pretty good. But yes, fucking spicy eye. It sounds much more stupid when I tell the story, but it was the funniest thing. And then you, after we finished up our game, you played against a gentleman from New York, right?
Yeah, and I can't remember his name, and it's driving me crazy. It was like, it's not Will. I think his name was Nick. But if you're out there and if you're listening, I still need to see your ask model. And I feel so bad because he didn't have... Okay, so he played Circle, and I was talking to him after the game about Rask. And I'm like, I'm going to paint him, or I'm going to pay somebody to paint him like a Murloc, because I want him to look like a bright, shiny thing. And he's like, oh, I have mine painted, something like that. And so he was going to show me it, and then I saw him Saturday, and he told me he was in the Iron Arena, and then I got really tired, and I totally forgot about it, and I feel awful, because I wanted to see it. So if you're watching... Send something to us so I can see.
Yeah. Well, I think we were supposed to connect because he was doing something with videos, something or other. I don't remember. Like, I don't know if they were streaming battle reports or something.
I know. Oh, God. What was an event, too? I can't remember.
I know that they know the beer machine guys.
Yeah.
So I can ask Brian and see if we can, like...
Find him. Oh my God, that's a Murloc. That is amazing. I want that.
I think some of us also don't play a lot of War Machine at War Machine Weekend. I napped 2 days in a row, by the way. It was just like, it's time to sleep. Well, you guys went to Miniature Market, actually, on Friday,
oh,
I think.
Oh, God, yeah.
Danielle was not fond of Miniature Market.
I don't know what I was expecting. So we went, and I'm like, okay, it's half an hour away. And then when we went, it was like 4 o'clock, so like people were getting out of work. Yeah. It took us like 45 minutes to get there. And then we got there and it was like right at 5 o'clock and they have a sign that says after 5 our warehouse is closed and you can't get stuff anymore. So Aaron was going to go get some Marvel stuff and we were at SLL. I'm like, I'm not freaking driving out here again because I didn't want to. And the front store had stuff. I don't know. I guess I probably was stupid to me to be like, I'm just going to walk through the whole warehouse and see everything. Like, that's just not feasible.
So. I didn't even know you could walk through the warehouse.
Oh, no, you can't.
Oh.
I was expecting that, I guess.
I was like, what? Okay. Because that would have changed my desire a little bit. But we went on Saturday, and yeah. it was okay.
We had a lot of game board stuff. I know that was kind of a big thing, because I guess their front end changes a lot. Mm-hmm. But I'm not really a game board person either.
So, like, how do they have it set up? Just, like, one thing of each thing, and then they'll go to the warehouse and get it too. Or?
I think their front end is all of their Dent and Bent.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so
yeah,
they had a wall of 70% off board games, 60% off board games, 50% off board games, and they had like a couple of those like weird racks in the center that were like some odds and ends stuff. They had a thing of pop vinyls that were all dent and bent. Some of them weren't actually all that bent or dented.
Yeah.
I bought a Gundam model that was $4.99 that I want to put together because the box was crushed, but everything else looks great. So, yeah, you can also order online and pick up storefront.
Yeah, we didn't know that. And we, yeah. Yeah.
It was interesting, but, I'll talk about when we talk about Saturday, but after our game, and you were playing the guy who was Pink Circle, mm-hmm. Celeste and I army swapped, her my 75 Lucant triple inverter with a TEP list, and she gave me Chromac and lots of beasts, and that was interesting. I learned a lot. I don't remember most of what I learned, because I was definitely drunk. But it was just different being on the other side of the table where there were things that I think she had said that she had learned or at least had some eye-opening experiences from the way that I played Circle as being someone who's never touched it before and just doing things the way that I thought. And then, like, I had some stuff where usually when I play, I think maybe I'm just I want to say relaxed player, maybe more of a lazy player. But when I'm on the side of the table, I'm just like, I'm going to throw shit wherever the fuck I feel like because I don't care. But when she had my models, I was like, this is probably what you should be doing. Like, this is, you're going to do this and allocate focus here. And then you're going to do this with the jack and the thing. Oh my God. The Enigma Foundry, because I can make a repair check and bring back all of the fucking
snowflake.
Huh?
The snowflake?
Yeah.
That's how I know it. It looks like a snowflake.
But I think it was just more of a, I guess it was more like, for me it was, and I'm going to just keep saying like a million times over, we talked about that too. It was different. It made me feel like I wasn't such a bad player. It was more so that when I'm in the game, maybe I just have a different sort of mindset
mm-hmm.
versus when I'm like watching someone else. I'm like, hey, yeah, you should actually be doing this because this is what you need to be doing. So makes me want to reevaluate my play a little bit.
That would just be a little bit. Neat way to figure out stuff when we do our faction draw.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, if we have those available, we just should
play
like
with them a little bit.
Swap them and play them. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it'll be, I mean, it'll be different for all of us because I think most of us, whether it's through significant others or friends, should have access to whatever
just
it is.
About all of them, yeah.
Which we have decided that the next time the five of us are together, which should be the next time we podcast, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, I have hiccups. We should be drawing for our secondary factions.
Yeah.
So you're talking about Legion. Celeste is going to talk about Circle. I'm going to talk about Convergence. Jackie has Signar, and Danielle has Winions.
Yep.
And we'll go from there.
Yep.
This should be fun.
I'm excited for that.
And then I went to bed.
That was still Friday. Saturday was a blur too. I remember I woke up and we did some more shopping, and then I was like, this is it, because we bought Mechanica trays. We bought two of them. Oh. And I'm like, yeah, no, we're done now.
Did you guys get them with the drawers? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Because Aaron's like, I'm like, let's just get one, and he's like, no. And I'm probably better off that way, so I'm not, like, jealous or whatever. But they're really nice. I really like the trays and how they're magnetic, so yep. I'm going to be getting those soon. And I don't remember what we did during the day.
I know I am going to complain. Brian and I went to Miniature Market, and I had a pretty good time. We bought a couple of board games and some fun toys and stuff, and it was just, for us, it was like a 20-minute drive. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why when we were like, oh, yeah, we'll go too, and then I was like, holy shit, it's going to take us almost 45 minutes to drive 19 miles. Yeah. I'm like, and it's all on the interstate. Like, we're not doing this. Yeah, it barely took us 20 minutes, but I wanted to play in the Thunderdome so bad.
Yeah.
And I am so upset by this, because we got back from Miniature Market and it was like 5:30-ish. We were trying to figure out supper. I really wanted to go to Cyberg's, which is the shark place, the place of the shark drink.
Yes.
Right. And I was like, we spent like 20 minutes trying to figure out what the place was fucking called, because mm-hmm. we went there once last year. And I was like, it's fucking Sharky's. Like, they have the shark, they have shark meat, it's shark stuff. It's probably called Sharky's, because that makes sense to me. Mostly because there's a bar in the area named Sharky's. And I was just like, and there, when I Googled it, it was a place that used to exist that had closed down. Mm-hmm. So we had thought it closed down. But it just kept getting later and later. Like, fine, we'll just order food, or we'll get food after. Not a big deal. Blah, blah, blah. And then it was just late. And so the Thunderdome started at 8, right?
I think it was 8. Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, we called Cyberg's. They stopped serving food at midnight, but they stopped serving, like, meals at 11. I was like, this should be fine. Mm-hmm. We'll just be in and out. And they have 3 tables set up, and there's, like, 40, 50 people who come in, and they're like, yeah, I want to play this super fun event, which, by the way, I think that when they do War Machine Weekend in general, they should offer more super fun events like that instead of LCQ and Iron Arena and cancel everything else.
Right.
Because Frankencaster got canceled.
Yeah, that got canceled day one, which is a little disappointing. But then they had other events. Well, I'll talk about Sunday later, but...
we'll get there, I guess. But so they had 3 tables set up, and each table could hold 4 people. And they're like, oh, if you're not called for this round, we'll call you on the next, you know, right when these people are done. And we waited for an hour before your table was done.
Yeah.
And then of the next pot of 4 people,
it took a long time.
I sure as shit wasn't one of those next people. And like 2 hours later, it was an hour and a half before, I was just like, I'm done waiting. I'm hungry. I'm cranky. I don't want to wait anymore. I want to go to the specific restaurant. And when it was like cutting it close to almost 2 hours later, they still had not called me to be one of the 4 people. And it was the person who was running it was filling in for someone. So I'm not like mad at them, because they should have been doing like, they're like timed turns.
I think normally. He did get clocks eventually, but I know he wasn't.
Yeah.
He was a really nice guy, and I felt bad for him.
I feel like an angry bitch, for sure. But I was like, I haven't eaten yet. I'm super hungry. I don't want to wait anymore. Yeah. And it was very frustrating. That was like the one event that I was super stoked for, because I didn't get to play in Stomping Grounds, because I didn't bring a 120 base, because I can't fit one in my bag.
I can't even play in that.
Why?
Because I don't have a
120 base, yeah.
Because I don't have a gargantuan.
Yep.
And Aaron was talking to Hungerford about, like, hey, Gator.
Yeah.
Get one soon, because I was really sad about that, because it's like, I would love to play in that event, but...
Does it have to be, like, a
gargantuan? It has to be a gargantuan or a colossal.
Yeah.
Okay, couldn't be a...
Not a battle engine. No.
Okay.
No, and we packed up my 720, which doesn't, it was packed up with my Convergence. So if we would have packed it a little bit differently, I might've been able to like have some extra space on the top. Definitely not enough for a colossal, but the goal was in general, I would keep most of my models in the 720 and then mm-hmm. have like the tournament bag, which is perfect for 2 colossals or mm-hmm. 2 battle engines, whatever. And I was just like, I'm not going to bring these. That's too many bags. It's not a big deal. And then I was just like, oh, this super fun event I can't play in. Oh, well. But yeah, then we went out and we had shark meat and it was delicious. And the beverages with the shark.
The shark bite
thing, yeah.
I'm going to that next year.
You have to. You guys, I think you would have fun. There was a terrible band playing. Did you get to hear about that?
Yeah.
Oh, it was bad. God. It was live music. They were singing all 80s songs, and it was just like, it was bad. It was really bad. I can't even, like, describe it. Yeah.
While you guys were there, we played, there was another round of Thunderdome that we participated in, and then as I can't remember when, I don't know, I was walking around too, and I was watching the finals for the gauntlet, and that was really cool too. I watched one game. It was Convergence versus Crix, and I watched a guy win on like 12 seconds left on his clock. Jeez. It was amazing. And it was just really neat to see the gameplay and how fast, like, he had to go to win, mm-hmm. essentially.
Wow.
So that was really cool to see. But, yeah, that was our night. Was we did the Thunderdome, and I watched a little bit of the games, and then we kind of just went to bed because then it was Sunday.
Yeah, it was. Oh, we went to Sugar Fire Pies, and I got one of those fucking pie shapes.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we went before or after Miniature Market. So the Sugar Fire Barbecue Place also has a secondary restaurant. No, it's more like a bakery. Kind of next door. There's a pet store in between the two of them. But they will put a slice of pie in your milkshake, like, as part of the milkshake, not just, like, stick it in there. Yeah. Brian just got a chocolate shake because he's a child and doesn't like to try new things. But I had like a pumpkin pie in my vanilla milkshake, and that was pretty fantastic.
I saw Celeste. It was a huge straw that they give you for that too.
Yeah. Toxic. The straw from, it's because you have to, like, there's chunks of pie.
I know,
pie,
yeah. Right?
Like your straw needs to be like the circumference of a quarter. Otherwise, yeah. You're not getting any of that.
Yeah. It looked really good. I was a little jealous I didn't get anything.
Highly recommend it next year.
Yeah.
But didn't you say there was a place around here that does that?
Yeah, Hubbard Avenue. It's a diner over in Middleton, and they do pie shakes. Mm. Yeah. I don't know if they do, like, blend any pie. I haven't had one. I know they have a list of pie shakes. Hmm. Yeah.
I might have to stop by.
And then also the new Hertz Donuts does donut milkshakes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my God.
I haven't had one of those yet either. But it'll probably be a while till the line actually goes down there.
Yeah. I was going to say, it sounds like it's still kind of crazy.
It's still pretty crazy.
Brian and I still haven't been there. I'm not going to wait in line for a donut. That's not, like...
They're good.
But you know who else makes really good donuts? The fucking bakery, like, 2 blocks from my house.
I know.
They make
really
good donuts.
But I don't go to Sauk every day.
I know. They do make really good donuts. No, this was in St. Louis. So someone asked, there's a place in Wisconsin that shoves pies and milkshakes. Color me surprised. Obviously sarcasm. No, this place was in St. Louis.
But there is also one in Wisconsin, yes.
And there's a place in Wisconsin that puts donuts in your milkshakes. God damn it.
Yep.
No complaints. We love milkshakes.
So then Sunday, we woke up early. Oh, Saturday, I was cleaning the hotel room because I'm like, this place needs to get cleaned before we leave because I wasn't going to have enough time to do it. And I was also drinking alone by myself. And then Sunday, we did the two-headed dragon, I think is what they call it. I call it two-headed giant. Or wait.
It's two-headed giant, I think.
Well, because Magic calls it something else.
Oh, yeah. Magic
calls it
two-headed
giant, yeah. So it must be two-headed dragon.
Because I kept calling it two-headed giant, and then I thought it was dragon. I was like, okay, never mind. But anyway.
Whoops.
Yeah. So me and Dax played that, and we lost our game because of fucking tuna. Oh, my God. There was no answer, like, in our list. So it was just like, wow, we're done.
It's like, just wait until the errata happens.
I know.
Yeah.
But it was kind of funny, too, because our opponents had the gobbers that poop out the clouds. And he tried to do the, I don't know if he knew or not, but he before when Mark III came out, there was a misprint on the cards where both gobbers could poop out a cloud, and that was an error. It was only supposed to be if you're like really close to each other, they can poop out one big one, or if they like move, I can't remember what it was, they could poop out one. And he did the two thing. I'm like, nope, you can't pull the wool over my eyes. I know this. I'm Minions. So we did that. We lost, and then we were gonna stay because Aaron and George had won their round. And then I'm just like, we need to get home because I had to drop them off in Janesville, and then I had to go run to my parents and get our dogs, and then they had to run to our place and drop off the chickens. So we just decided to leave around noon.
Yeah, I think we left pretty, or like 10.
It was 11. Early.
Yeah. But we went to Waffle House for breakfast.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Shoot. That was good.
I was so adamant. I wanted to go to Waffle House every single day, and we didn't get to go until Sunday. But we went, and it was great and fantastic. And
this time you didn't have a guy dating someone with his wife.
Oh, my God. We didn't tell you that thing. Story. Okay. So last year we went to Waffle House, and there was, shit you not, a guy on a date with a woman doing whatever. At, like, the bar counter space.
Yeah.
And the booths over near the window was another woman watching several children. We figured out that it was... No, it was the other way around.
The couple was in the booth.
The couple was in the booth.
The kids were at the bar.
Okay. So the couple was on the date. The third woman was baby mama watching the children.
Oh, my God.
Watching her children and their children. And then grandma shows up.
Oh, my God.
To assist baby mama with children watching. True story. This happened.
The fuck is going on?
It was so good. And he was such an asshole, too. Yeah. I remember him just being like, just a jerk.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you did not have that experience this time.
We did not have that experience, no. It was a pretty non-redneck crowd.
I remember being really tired.
I remember drinking all of my orange juice and like half of Brian's orange juice. Aaron and I were talking about like, give us the biggest orange juice possible. And he was like, yeah, like, let's just get a carafe, like, jokingly. Yeah. And I was just like, I don't think you understand that if you set a carafe of orange juice in front of me as if it's mine, I will consume all of that orange juice. Because that's just how I am with orange juice. It's good. But it's no, there were no baby mamas this year. Grandmamas. It's really...
Oh, God.
Did you guys have... there's a gentleman that helped us lug our stuff downstairs. Oh, I need to talk about this. This is really important. But did you carry your luggage downstairs?
We carried our own.
Okay. There was a guy who, if you called down to the front desk to get a thing...
Mm-hmm. The pushing thing?
Yeah, he would just bring it up to your room, load it up, and take it down for you. I wasn't able to give him a tip because I left my wallet upstairs, and I feel like a jerk, but he was a super cool guy, and wherever you are, I'm sure you're not listening to this, but thank you. So Brian's going to talk about this on the podcast later, as he personally experienced it, but I cannot get over how fucking shitty people are to someone who is in a fucking wheelchair. Like... Oh, there's 10 people in the chat room. That's a surprise. Because cool. I see 3. But yeah, so like, it was just the number of people who like don't hold a door or like don't get out of the way or just like cut you off. Like, it was very... There was a guy, we were walking, I was walking, he was wheeling, to the Starbucks that's like, if you've never been to War Machine Weekend, the hotel is located next to like a bunch of stores.
It's like a miniature city, I feel like.
It's weird. There's a lot of stores, kind of like a mini mall, but not really. It's like a mini outlet mall.
Yeah. For food.
Yeah. But they've got some stores.
An eyebrow.
And stuff.
Eyebrow waxing.
Yeah. There's a salon there. So we were going to go to the Starbucks, which is just like not even 2 blocks away. So we get out, we follow the sidewalk down, and then we realize that the sidewalk ends, but there's no, like, ramp.
Hmm.
So he had to go all the way back up to get into the kind of parking lot to wheel down, and then we go to the next set of sidewalk, and there's no on-ramp visible, and I'm just like, I don't think there's an on-ramp. I seriously do not think there is an on-ramp for you to on-ramp. After a good, like, 2 minutes of me saying, no, we should just turn around, I don't need Starbucks, this is fine,
right.
I realized there were people parked and standing around talking, parked in front of the fucking on-ramp.
Oh my
just
God.
Standing there, obviously aware that there is a gentleman in a wheelchair sitting in the parking lot.
Wow.
And they're just like, yeah, just... And then they let us know and they didn't move the car, so that was cool. So it was parked, like, in a sense where, from where we were, we could not see it because the vehicle was, like, the nose was at the start of the ramp. But yeah.
That's shitty.
It was intense. People are really cool.
So Ruben McCallum said, anyone can be an asshole, it's the most equal opportunity position in the world. Not sure how that's relevant.
I think it's because we're talking about how people and assholes.
Oh, wait.
People and assholes. People in wheelchairs can be assholes too, which is fair. I mean, I'm not arguing that that's not true. I definitely went to school with a girl in a wheelchair who, if you were in her way, she would run over your feet. Like,
oh my.
That's just what she did.
I think there's the difference between common courtesy.
Yeah.
Even just for people too.
That's kind of more what I'm getting at. Like, I think maybe it was more like two types of culture shock. Like, I don't feel like that's stuff I've ever experienced here.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's pretty standard that we hold doors open longer than is necessary in this area.
We do.
Like, it's just what we do. But being down there, like, one, in that in the city area, I don't know if, like, this is just part of St. Louis or part of the more south, but, like, the people weren't very courteous. And then, like, the nerd culture, I think people were just not sure what to do. Like, we have a War Machine player who can't stand while he's playing games. What is this?
Yeah.
So it was really... Yeah, people, what a bunch of bastards. That is accurate. But I think Brian would prefer to talk more about it himself.
Yeah.
But I just know, like, just watching it was really, like... Like, what
the
fuck is wrong with you
people?
Yeah.
Also, how did you feel at War Machine Weekend about the lobby area having signs not playing there?
Oh, let me tell you about this. Okay, so eventually after, like, day one, they pretty much told us no gaming in the lobby.
Yep.
They also were very clear about if you didn't purchase it at the bar, you are not allowed to drink it out of your room. But... I think it was Saturday night. There was some, like, white mom soccer event.
All the soccer, yeah.
They had a cooler, and not in the area where we were playing games, mind you, which is out of the way. Mm-hmm. There's no, like, public area. It's just literally the people who are here for the convention are down here. There were people in the very front entrance of the lobby with a cooler out and wine glasses and getting shit-faced. But the War Machine players had to buy it at the bar or put it away. Oh, yeah. It was great. Which in itself is just like a, I don't know, maybe it's because these were like white moms versus like
nerdy
25 to 45 males. Like, that could be the difference. But yeah, I was just like, are you kidding me? Like, this bitch is going to be more rowdy than like 30 of the people down there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I really wonder if that sort of thing changes their perspective on where they will have it next time. If they continue to have it there or if...
I don't think
they
so.
They change it because...
It's been there for a long time, hasn't it? I just have a hard time seeing them moving it. I was really impressed. We went to Super 8 for the WITC, so I was expecting maybe a little bit better, but I was pretty happy with the event.
Yeah, they probably don't want the event kicked out for next year, which is fair. But I think, like, the hotel is the one who requests that we not do the things, because I'm pretty sure there's a difference between I have this bottle of beer that I got from my bedroom versus I have this bottle of beer that I bought from the bar.
Right.
Because last year there were people with coolers down there, which I was one of them. So I can't, like, badmouth those people. But I definitely, like, had a drink with me like a single drink with me, and sometimes I finished it and then went and got more, or sometimes I didn't. But this was very, yeah.
And I think now that you're talking about that too, I know when we were doing Thunderdome, there was a drunk guy and he was being obnoxious. And at one point, Aaron's like, "Get the PG now," and yeah. I'm like, "What's going on?" And he's like, "Just get him." And yeah. I grabbed him, but the guy was basically on Aaron's turn, asking questions to take up his time so that he didn't get a turn.
That's fucking rude.
And yeah. He was totally drunk and obnoxious. So I got the PG and we handled it. But then Aaron told me on Saturday night too, because he left his cutting mat downstairs and he decided to play some games because people asked him. But some people were drunk and obnoxious too. So I think that's kind of part of it too, is not ruining it for everybody and getting super shit-faced.
But I think that's going to be a problem no matter what.
Even if you're buying it from the bar or not.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think they're just people who can and cannot handle their alcohol intake.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I know Thursday night when we were down there, like, we were giggly. But
oh, yeah, but I think it was all... I think there was, like, we definitely were loud. We were definitely loud. And our topics of choice were, per usual, let's talk about dicks.
Yep.
But I don't think that the tables were fine with what we were. They were like, you guys can be loud as you want, just don't bump our shit. Yep. We were like, we'll sit at a different table. Sounds good. But I'm pretty sure if they approached us and said, hey, like, can you guys not in here? And be like, yep, no problem. Yep, we'll go to a different room.
Left. Yeah. So I think, I don't know.
Jorge beer story.
I don't remember.
I also don't know what a responsible service of alcohol law is. Is it the bar that serves you is responsible, or like they cut you off sort of responsibility?
Also, you can totally play War Machine drunk. Brian is a clear, clear example of
my
that.
My Brian?
Yes.
Oh, Brian is always shit-faced.
Yeah.
All the time. And now if he's not drinking, he's on painkillers, because that's his life. I think if you're going in for a casual, like, funsies game.
Oh, definitely. Like, you can just be drinking. Oh, I don't really remember the details on that. Oh, that's right. I do remember with George. He was standing there for a bit, and they just wouldn't, like, acknowledge him. Like, he was trying to order something. Oh. And that wasn't good. Yeah.
I think it took him a while, so he ordered 2 beers.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's going to be a while before he can go back. Yeah. I don't know if they... Yeah.
I think, we'll cut you off, like, if you're going to be traveling anywhere.
Yeah, but... if you're going to be traveling, they have the right to cut you off. But other than that, if you say you want one...
cut you off, period. I'm pretty sure if you are at a bar and you are shit-faced and they don't want to serve you... They have, I don't want to say it's they are legally obligated. I think it's more so that they have the right to cut you off, to refuse you service.
Yeah.
So.
I can't read. American Turtle. I can't read that from this angle. Oh, that's why I keep going over
I'm
here.
Sorry. We can just read it for you.
It says, I'm not sure if it's state-specific tort, but yeah, and coincidentally, it falls under the American Tort Law.
Yes.
Which is different from bird law.
Oh, jeez.
So, overall, I loved War Machine Weekend, and I feel terrible because we were never going to go because there's Game Hole Con. And now I
probably go every year.
There's never going to be a Game Hole Con again. And I feel really bad. Sorry, Rick.
I think in the years that they fall off year.
If they're not on the same day.
I don't know. Because Game Hole Con's kind of expensive. Yeah. And I was just like immersed in all the War Machine stuff. And I thought it was great. And everyone was really friendly. Like, I know that there was some bad stuff, like, with the hotel and that. But, like, everybody I met was really nice. And I had a great time.
Yeah. I think in general, and I think we were talking about that earlier, and you had posted on Facebook that in general, the War Machine community is really just, like, big friendly family. I talked about this yesterday while we were playing board games. There was a 40K tournament happening, and I had just, like offhandedly said, notice how there's no women playing, like, tee-hee. And Jim was with us, and he had asked me, like, why do you think that is? And I was like, well, I can tell you why that is, because I played 40K for a while. But I think in general, like, War Machine... is really embracing to people. Like,
yeah,
I don't think there you'll have your like douchebags, like they exist and they do exist in large numbers, but I think like overall everyone's pretty chill with each other.
It was nice that we had our four people that drove down all together, but it was nice that you guys and Brian and Celeste like kind of included us on stuff, because we were just like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Mm-hmm. Iron Arena, what the hell is that? I'm like, you can play all the time. It's amazing, and you can get things for playing. It's just total noob, but mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it is a different community, and I think that's the thing that's great about it too, is that everyone is kind of like family, or you know, you remember the people that you play, and mm-hmm. you typically
40K is not super serious, and there is not a lot of stake in small local tournaments. By the way, person who thinks 40K is super serious. 40K is, what is the newest codex that's come out? Okay, that's what I'm playing right now.
Yeah.
Not super serious. Makes me angry.
I've never played.
Don't recommend it.
Unless
you want to roll a lot of dice, because that feels really good.
That does feel good, rolling a shit ton of dice. That's about it.
I don't. Math is hard, so I'll stick that with my two dice. Even
math. You just roll them, and then you're like, okay, which one of yous are not ones, twos, and threes?
I don't.
Okay. Yeah. And then I'm going to re-roll these. Okay. Which ones of these are
Seems
all...
like a lot of work.
Fake internet points. Yeah. There are big 40K events, and they can be worthwhile, but...
Yeah. Like Adepticon, that one's a really big one. Really big one.
But also, 40K players tend to just be jerks. And 40K employees, or not 40K, GW employees tend to be jerks. I had a really bad experience with them, obviously. Very, very bad opinion. What are we on time? We've been talking for a really long time.
It seems like it.
It's been an hour and
a half. It's been an hour and a half. Shit.
Wow.
Well, I don't really have anything else to talk about. I mean, there's a lot of stuff we covered.
We did. We went over everything.
For there only being three of us, we did pretty good.
Yeah. Yes. Go team. Well, we talked about we're going to draw for our our secondary factions next week.
Yep.
And we will also be bringing the Gamergy drinks.
To try.
Oh,
on the podcast. I've heard they're awful.
They're really? Not terrible.
I've heard they're awful.
They're so. Not. They are not awful. I met the lady at GameholeCon, and she's like the second in line, basically, of the company, and it's from Eau Claire.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And she's awesome, and... I added her to the page, and hopefully she's listening. Maybe
you're well, awesome. If you're listening, you're awesome. I've never tried them before, though. So
well, that's why we're gonna try them next time.
Corey sells them in Baraboo.
Yep, Corey sells them, and then Misty, I noticed, sells them.
Is there a cool ranch flavored one?
No.
Yes, that would definitely be awful. Yes, I did used to play 40K, by the way. So also, I am not excited for ADR.
Wait, why?
Oh, yeah. Try to announce Twitch casts more than 5 minutes beforehand. I'm really sorry about that. I think all of us are really just like, we dropped the ball pretty hard.
Yeah.
Well, Amanda and I were busy shopping.
Yes. We spent probably a solid hour in Victoria's Secret.
Yes, we did.
Like, that happened today.
Hey, 50% off bras.
That is always a good deal. They had some that were like $15 or less.
Yeah,
like,
if they're in your size.
Like, yes. And those sizes are the ones that are picked over.
Yeah.
It was an adventure. Yeah. It was, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we went in because it's like, oh, there's a sale and I could use more racer backs.
Mm-hmm.
Because my tattoo.
Oh, sure.
And I'm rearing a Razorback right now that I didn't know I had. And it doesn't hit my tattoo.
That's nice. And I didn't think really about nice. That, but that would hurt.
Yeah. It's really nice. So I got another one. What's he saying? I can't read it.
New Lucant for ADR.
ADR.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, Astra Magnus 2.
We get Rask and... God, I can't remember anymore. Sturm and during, I think. I think that was the most exciting thing I saw. Yes, I do have more bra shopping. You don't need to tell the public about that.
Yeah, good job, Erin. Yeah.
So, anything else?
Well, we can talk about the ATC.
Yeah, we can do the ATC a little
bit. We don't have Jackie and Celeste here. So, no. You're for sure committed to an ATC team. Like, as in us as an ATC team or someone else as an ATC team.
Well, unless something happens, though, I don't really care.
That's not a good answer.
I'm not dedicated to another team. Let's just say that.
Okay. Because I know that Casey is in for sherzies.
Since I missed the WTC.
And I think Celeste is in for sherzies.
So.
And I am in as long as we can make a team happen.
Okay. So it's just
Jackie may or may not be on board. So my thought was, we had talked about commentating versus playing. And yeah.
Hmm.
What would we prefer to do? Probably play. Also, they told me it's $75 a person. That's steep.
It is.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel.
So, world, we may be looking for a fifth, by the way.
May or may not. We don't know.
Jackie may be on one of the Madison teams.
One of the Madison scrub teams. Yeah. So we'll see there.
I don't know. I guess I like the style that it is. Mm. I just feel bad when I let the team down. That's why whenever I was in school, like, I did individual sports instead of team sports because somebody would usually piss me off. Not that you guys pissed me off, but...
Oh, we probably did. I'm pretty sure I went 0-4.
0-5. No, so did I, because my scoring list was shit. So, I don't know. I got my list down, and I feel pretty confident. Yeah. Okay. I just got to figure out Caliban, but...
It sounds like you're doing pretty well with that.
Oh my god, that game Friday was awesome. Brian helped me out and it was a lot of fun. I don't know, Erin.
Because they're catering your lunch.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's not bad then.
Yeah.
I think it's lunch both days too, by the way.
That's actually pretty good then.
Right? Yes, no?
ATC?
I don't know.
Okay, Andy doesn't know.
Why don't you know these things?
Because I'm not involved with them.
No. But
I run everything else.
I mean, so we got the care package last time. If anyone wants to, you know, help us get to the ATC, feel free.
Yeah. So Andy requested that we don't talk about anything political tonight.
Yes.
So
we're gonna leave that at that.
Yep.
If anyone wants to know, Tort had just said he'd come, but he's not going to the U.S. while Trump is president. And yeah.
Yep, that's fair.
Yep.
So we're going to do recommendations and I think wrap up.
That sounds beautiful. I don't have any recommendations.
I said soonish. So it's
probably like another 15 minutes. You're good.
I would like to recommend Iron Quill Tattoo in Madison. And Isaac is amazing. Because that's who did my tattoo and John's tattoo. Because we had a tattooversary on Friday. It was fun. Tattooversary.
Tattooversary.
Yep.
Oh, we're talking about recommendations.
Yep.
I literally have nothing. I'm a terribly boring person. I actually have been playing a game called... I picked it up over the Halloween sale on PSN. It's called Oxenfree. I have not gotten very far. It's very much story mode-esque. Supposed to be like sci-fi horror. Pretty cool. You are like... You just converse with your friends, but you're like a teenage person and you go out drinking and then you have this radio on you and you go into this cave and weird shit happens with the radio. Hmm. And I have no idea what happened. That's as far as I am right now. But it was cheap and it's actually pretty cool so far. So that'll be my recommendation.
I was just trying to look up mine because I can't remember the name of it. So hopefully Erin will help me. We bought at War Machine Weekend, the Muse table had some gaming stuff too, and it was a squirrel memory game. And
that one.
We joked, we were like, it's Squirrels Must Die, and it's like, that's not the name of it, and that's all I can think of is Squirrels Must Die, but that's not its name.
I was going to call it
that. That sounds right, though.
It's not, because we were like,
God, that sounds right.
You probably go to the Muse store, though.
That's what I was trying to look there.
Also, none of us really care about the cubbies.
There we go. Yeah, Squirrels Must Die.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Actually, I mean,
cool.
As a former resident of Chicago, I think it's fantastic. I also think that the big, like, 5 million people that were in Chicago, other than they're being trash worth of 5 million people there. It's a really good boost for their economy.
That's true. Yep.
But my game, yeah, it was great. I really liked it.
we
I
think almost bought it.
The guy, yeah, the guy that demoed it totally sold it. But it was fun because basically there's two phases. There's fall where you put your nuts and you get like tiles. There's a couple of them that are face down, and then everyone has to put tiles face down.
For those of you that aren't in the chat, recommendation: Heavyweights on Netflix. Child Obesity can be funny.
Is that a show?
It's a movie with Ben Stiller.
Okay.
And a bunch of fat children.
That's why it's funny.
Gotcha.
I remember watching it as a child, and that was hilarious.
But anyway, so you put your nuts and your food, and you play some traps in the fall, and then the winter, you gotta eat, and then you pick up the stuff. And then whoever gets 3 kills is the loser. And then if you don't have it,
how do you kill someone if your game is hiding nuts and eating nuts?
Well, because you have poison. Yeah. So there's different poisons, like being caught by cats, being trapped, like eating bad things.
So you poison the nuts.
Yeah. So it's fun. I had a lot of fun playing it. But yes, Aaron saying don't win all High Command as you're leaving War Machine Weekend. Probably the look on my face of like, what the fuck did you just do?
Are you guys ever gonna play it?
He wants to play it.
I like it.
We played the first one when it was broken, and we never played it again.
You just don't play the cricks.
Yeah. So we're going to play. We got some other boxes. It was
Kador.
I think it,
and cricks.
I think we don't play either of those. Command, and it just sits in our closet of board games.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what he won as a raffle. I'm like, what the fuck did you just do?
Sounds like we're not recommending Hikeman.
Well, my thing was more like, we don't have room in the car.
yeah, no, we actually played a lot of that at the last Adepticon.
Oh yeah,
because you got points for it.
Okay.
I think,
and it's pretty,
yeah, you got points for it to the Iron Arena.
Yeah,
I thought I really enjoyed it, which is why we have it. But it is very I don't know. Yeah, deck building games get really like, okay, we're doing this again.
Brian bought Attack on Titan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Brian bought the Attack on Titan deck building game, which he did not finish reading the rules to. So I'm pretty sure what's going to happen is we're going to go home, and Brian is going to sit on the couch, and I'm going to sit on the lounge, and I'm going to put on my VR headset because I bought Robinson the game yesterday. And I can tell this story before we end. Yeah. And I'm going to be like, you can read those rules. And I'm going to sit here and I'm gonna play my Dinosaurs in Space game. The world's going to be great. I went to GameStop yesterday on a whim because I wanted to buy Robinson the Journey, which is a VR title. You crash land on a planet in space and you're like the last person alive. And you have this little like, the bot in Portal or the ghost in Destiny, like your little companion friend that floats around and talks to you.
Mm-hmm.
And the planet is covered in they're dinosaurs. which if anyone knows me, like those are my favorite things in the world. They're space travel and dinosaurs. Like I was really excited when I saw this game. So, yes, it's for PSVR, for the PS4 VR. So I don't want to buy it digital because I play a lot of Overwatch and a lot of Destiny, and my console is just updates, updates, updates. Mm-hmm. I have no memory left for anything that isn't one of those. So I'm like, I can buy a physical disc. This will be really great. I go into GameStop. I see it on the wall. It is where all of their VR titles are located. You grab the thing. It says it's for PSVR right on the fucking cover. And I go to the counter and I set it down, which was problematic in the first place because they have arrows taped down on their floor and I have no idea where the fuck I'm supposed to walk because they're just like, go this way, go that way. And everything's super cramped store. It's a GameStop. It's very
cramped.
And I'm like, I don't know where to walk. Where do I walk right now? So I set it on the counter. And the weird kid with the pink hair was checking us out. He was friendly, but he was weird. And the guy next to him just looks. And he's like, you know that's for the VR, right?
Oh, my God.
And I was just like, what did you just tell me? Like, I can't fucking read. Like, I'm pretty... Oh, man. I was pissed off. I don't even remember how I responded. But now I'm just, like, seething at this, like, probably GameStop manager who does not make enough money to live on because that's how GameStop is, who probably was just trying to be friendly and definitely didn't sound like that. And I was just like, no, it's, I don't know that it's for the VR. Obviously, it's not for the VR when you have it on your VR shelf and it says it's for the VR on the fucking cover.
And that was Amanda's rant for the day.
Yes. Don't tell me I don't know my games. I know more about games than you do. I'm super excited for it. And he ruined my day. And then the weird kid with the pink hair tried selling me the Dishonored thing.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I don't know you. Don't talk to me. Just give me my game and let me go.
There was like a special edition of the Dishonored with like the big statue and stuff. And it's like, I can't buy it because I can't afford it.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
Aaron did bring up a good point, and Ethan brought this point up when I was explaining it to Brian. Ethan was in the car with us on the way home, is that, yes, no one reads that stuff, and that's perfectly acceptable. And I, like I said, I would have thought he was just, like, offering the, hey, just so you know, this is VR only. But no, he sounded like a total douchebag.
Yeah.
Just, like, straight was just like, you know this is for the VR, right? Like, fuck you.
Could have been phrased a lot better.
Yes, could mm-hmm. have been phrased much better.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go home and play that tonight. And I'm going to stop being angry. And now we have to shout for Andy because he went back downstairs.
Yeah.
Andy.
Okay. And there he is. All right.
So I think we're next weekend to get back on track?
We'll have to figure it out. We'll post on Facebook at least a day in advance.
We'll try to.
How does that
to.
Sound?
Yeah, we'll try
but
to.
But we'll have a real schedule eventually one of these days.
Yeah.
Once there's no more events that are fucking it up.
Yeah. All right.
Bye.
Bye.